Greetings and good morning. Merry Christmas Eve to everybody out there. Thank you for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. My name is Eric Gould. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Monday, December 24th. With the recent snow, avalanche danger in the mountains has ratcheted up quickly over the past week. And because of the warm, dry start to the winter, a high risk for avalanches could be the norm for the rest of the season. From Aspen Public Radio, Luke Runyon explains.
As snow falls, layer after layer begin to form. Each layer gives insight into the snowstorm that created it. Put them all together and you get this winter's story.
Like a tree ring, you can read a history.
That's Colorado Avalanche Information Center forecaster Spencer Logan. He says the story so far this year is a bit worrisome. Snowpack in November and early December withstood high temperatures and winds, and very little extra snow fell to create a stable base layer.
So that early season snow that we got sat on the ground, and it goes through a process we call faceting, where the snow grains get bigger and bigger, and as they get bigger, they get less and less strong.
And that means for this entire winter, the base is likely to stay weak. That's why when this most recent winter storm rolled through and dropped considerable amounts on the mountains, the avalanche risk went through the roof almost immediately. Logan says the snowpack is so precarious, even normally safe areas could be dangerous.
So avalanches are being triggered from a distance and sometimes the valley bottoms. That means that you can be traveling in what seems to be safe terrain and trigger an avalanche up above you.
Logan says extreme caution will be a necessity the next few days for anyone attempting a trip into the backcountry. I'm Luke Runyon.
This month, the North Fork Airport, southwest of Paonia, received an award from the Colorado Pilots Association for exceptional service and facilities. Last week, Airport Manager Mike Clausen accepted another award from the Delta County Commissioners, noting the accomplishment. KVNF's Marty Derlin has the story.
The small airport, owned and funded jointly by the county and the town of Paonia, has garnered a reputation throughout the state for its friendly service and low gasoline prices. Mike Clausen has been managing the facility for about 3 years, but his parents, Dick and Martha Clausen, ran the airfield for more than 30 years before him. When his dad died in 2009, Clausen, formerly a coal miner, took it over. Under his watch, the airport has grown.
The internet makes the world a small place. People will plan their stops around this airport. They'll plan their stops around competitive fuel prices. The wineries, I'm going to say the Black Canyon and the hunting.
The 4,500-foot runway can accommodate turbojets and large helicopters. One hangar there is owned by Bill Koch. But most of the traffic consists of light planes owned by local farmers, ranchers, and business people, as well as recreationalists and pilots stopping to refuel on long journeys. The bustling airport is attracting new fans. Paonia's Mayor Neil Schwederman just got his pilot's license. Clausen says many people have misconceptions about the airport.
You know, people think that it's just a big playground for people, but it plays a vital role in the local community. There's a tank over there you see right there, here about 4 years ago or five when we had some fires here local. They used this, they loaded water out of here and dropped on these fires. 2 weeks ago for the BLM, they done aerial seating out of here. Well, the spray surfers come up here and they brought up their equipment and then they could fly their plane up here and they would reload the plane here and they were flying the Oak Mesa up north of Hotchkiss and then up here out of Paonia. And it's been used, I'm not going to say it gets a lot of air ambulance, but it has in the past been used for medical flight. It's not all pleasure. It just makes a lot of people's jobs a lot easier.
The airport has a large hangar which belongs to the county and serves as a maintenance area, plus 11 hangars privately owned. Larry Garrett, a commercial pilot and flight instructor, houses his 5 small planes at the North Fork Airport.
I tow gliders. I also have towed banners out of that airport. I've given instruction, lessons. Really, the thing I like to do most of all is just scenic tours around this awesome valley, because I can go, in an hour, I can cover Grand Mesa, the Ragged Mountains, the West Elks, the Black Canyon, and then be back home.
Claussen sold nearly twice as much fuel this year as in 2010, which he attributes to his gas prices. Being the only airport employee allows him to keep the prices low. He also recently added a courtesy car and two courtesy bicycles he lends to pilots and their passengers who want to go to town.
The level of service you try to provide, or just a friendly conversation, brings them back. Scenery, the restaurants, and things of that nature. It's just the community as a whole has to make it happen. Mm-hmm. No one person or no one business is going to keep them here or not. If they like the area as a whole, they'll be back.
Viewing the vista of the North Fork Valley from its award-winning airport, I'm Marty Derlin for KVNF News.
A handful of victims from this summer's Aurora Theater shooting were at the state capitol on Friday, urging lawmakers to curb gun violence. Victims say the country needs to take action now. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The family of A.J. Boyk tearfully took the podium in front of a throng of cameras.
I don't want to have to be standing here because my son was murdered because he went to the movie theater.
Teresa Hoover says her 18-year-old son wanted to be a teacher, and the world is a darker place without him. She says she wants to prevent these types of tragedies.
Sandy Hook shouldn't have happened. There needs to be something done to stop the assault weapons and the mentally ill from owning guns. It's bigger than just that, but the conversation has got to start today. It should have started years ago.
A victim from the 1999 Columbine shooting was also on hand, along with three Democratic lawmakers who pledged to make gun control a top priority next session. Representative Rhonda Fields of Aurora represents the district where the theater shooting took place. She also lost her own son. He was murdered in 2005.
Right now, it's too easy for criminals to get access to dangerous weapons. We need to do something about that.
Democratic leaders say every idea will be on the table, from banning assault weapons to limiting online gun purchases and strengthening background checks. Senate Majority Leader Morgan Carroll of Aurora is expecting an epic political fight backed by a lot of money from the gun lobby.
That said, the price of inaction here is far, far greater than whatever it is that we may be stepping into. There are going to be plenty of ways that we can fully respect people's rights, but just be smarter about public safety.
But many gun owners don't think restricting access is the answer. The head of the National Rifle Association is calling for more armed guards at schools and says, quote, "The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is to have a good guy with a gun." I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And that concludes your local newscast for Monday. For Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF, I'm Eric Gould. Have a great Christmas Eve, and thanks for listening.